Hi, good evening. My name is Danny. We're conducting an opinion survey. Would you like to participate?
What kind of survey?
It's a survey about the members of the city council for the, it's for the candidates?
I don't know who the candidates are, so I wouldn't be of any help.
Are you sure? It would really help us out a lot if you participated.
Okay, I'll try. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your race? Is it white, black, or African-American, American Indian?
White.
Or black? Thank you very much. Again, thank you for participating. I really appreciate it. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Is it 12th grade?
Associate's degree.
Associate's degree. Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in Ohio or, like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote in Ohio.
Okay, thank you. We're at 11%. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues. Local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Probably vote.
Probably vote. Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, thank you. Okay, below is a list of issues. I'll read them to you, and please select three that are most important to you. Racial inequity, legalizing marijuana, jobs economy, transportation, education, criminal justice reform, healthcare, housing, property taxes, access to abortion, crime, violence, city budget and spending, or other.
What am I rating? What's the question?
Which of those are the three most important to you? I could go over them again if you want me to.
Okay, go over them again.
Okay. It's racial inequity, legalizing marijuana, jobs, economy, transportation, education, criminal justice reform, healthcare, housing, property taxes, and access to abortion, crime, violence, city budget, and spending, or other.
Jobs, economy,
okay.
Education, and housing.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, let's continue. Okay, now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know how you, or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Adrian Hood, on a scale from 0 to 10.
What is it?
Adrian Hood.
What?
Adrian Hood.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, it's for the candidates.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard. Okay, thank you. How about Megan Kilgore?
Never heard of her.
Never heard. The Columbus City Council.
5.
5, thank you. Nick Bankston.
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Lourdes Barroso de Padilla.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Luis Gale.
Never heard of her.
Farhan Jetty.
Never heard of him.
Shannon Harden.
Seven.
Seven, thank you. The Fraternal Order of Police.
10.
Thank you. Rob Dorans.
Never heard of him.
Shayla Faber.
Never heard of her.
Okay, thank you. Emmanuel Rennie.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Lastly, Nancy Day Akauer.
Never heard of her.
Thank you very much. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed the change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? 1, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. 2, I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Which of those would you choose?
I don't have any opinion either way.
Okay. So you would be okay with 1, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. By the way, we're at 38% at the end. Thank you very much for participating. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Day Akauer? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Day Akauer?
I don't know, because what I do is I vote by absent ballot. And I sit down with my ballot, and I get my laptop out, and I research the candidates, and then I make my decision.
Okay, I understand. So
I can't give you an answer.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. If the November election for this Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bengston?
Can you tell me which one's Republican?
Oh, it doesn't tell me. It just gives me the names for the candidates.
I'm going to vote whoever's Republican, or I'm going to research the candidate, and then vote. Otherwise,
okay.
I don't know who I'm going to vote for.
Okay, so would you say you would be undecided in the survey?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Okay, again, if the November election Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Ray?
Undecided.
Thank you. By the way, we are at 49%, almost there. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate. For city council. A 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023.
Okay.
Luis Gil is a Columbus resistant and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner since moving to Columbus a decade ago. Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As an endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those in the Columbus who have been denied representation. On a scale from 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for him? For Luis?
I would vote for him, yes.
You vote for
10.
10. Okay, thank you very much. And for Nancy Day Akauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human services as service needs on the west side of Columbus. by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. NESA is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized communities. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give her?
0.
0, thank you. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Tate Aguilar? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Tate Aguilar?
I don't know. Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about the candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. A 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. We're reading for Emmanuel Remy. He's a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees under Remy's direction. The city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give him?
0.
0. Thank you very much. Okay. Adrienne is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Linden, Hood has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. What would you give her on a scale from 0 to 10?
0.
0. Thank you very much. And we're at 55%, almost there. Sometimes in surveys like is people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Ray?
I don't know. Undecided.
Undecided. Thank you. Okay, thank you. We're at 61%. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people make about the candidates running for City Council. Read each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means the same and makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council, and a 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and a 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in 2023. We have Nick Spankston, is a Columbus City Council member, a graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investment in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for the re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for its residents. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give him?
5.
5. Thank you. Farhan Chetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English. As he pursued the American dream, Jesse has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for city council to better represent the diversity and rebuild trust between police and the community. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give him?
0.
0. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're at 63%. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't.
I'll still keep answering questions. I got other things.